Now welcome Steve Burtis, the president and CEO of Better Business Bureau, Chicago and Northern Illinois. It's been a while, Steve. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me today.
Hey, it's always great to have you, and it's a busy time of year. Has to be a busy time a year for you all at Better Business Bureau, Chicago and Northern Illinois. Holiday shopping season is upon us. What do you want to alert or remind holiday shoppers of, especially online shoppers, this holiday season?
Well, thanks a lot. A lot of times people don't realize that there's a lot of scammers out there who make it believe like they are a legitimate organization. So time and time again, the Better Business Bureau is a perennial problem. We see these companies pop up as it gets to the holiday season with fake websites and counterfeit products. And a lot of times consumers don't do their due diligence in checking out the organization ahead of time to see what they're doing, you know, who they're doing business with. We have lots of companies operating out of China right now who are infiltrating our marketplace with products, great offers, very low prices, and consumers don't do their homework. And they just see that pretty ad on the side of their computer and they click on it and they end up doing business with a company they didn't want to do business with or didn't do the checking on them, only to find out they may not get the product, they may get inferior product or counterfeit product, or it doesn't come as described. Sometime this summer, we did a study on our online shopping scams. In one of these total studies, 65% of the consumers who filed a complaint with us on online companies had no intention of buying the product that day. So that means they didn't have a chance to do their homework, research on the company, and then ended up dealing with a scam company or a truly a bad business. So it's best to make sure you know who they are. Are they operating out of North America? Do they have a presence here? Do they have a phone number, an address? And of course, during the holiday season, nobody asks for about the refunds and exchanges policy. You know, sometimes you buy an item, it might be on clearance, it might be on markdown, which means it might be all sales final. So I think consumers don't realize that refunds and exchanges is a privilege, not a right. So it's up to you to ask ahead of time what the policy is or read the policy. You know, the big print always give it on websites, but the little print taketh away.
Absolutely. Steve Burtis, the president and CEO of Better Business Bureau, Chicago and Northern Illinois, joining us this morning on Score Values. And you mentioned due diligence. What, in your mind, are the most obvious ways to do due diligence in this situation or really in any situation?
Well, I think people really need to understand who they're getting the offer from. They don't take the time necessary to do the research. Who is that company behind that product? Or who's selling it? What is the background of them? You know, how long they've been in business? Things of that nature. Great first place, obviously, to start with is the Better Business Bureau. We have information on over 4 million businesses throughout North America, but we also have information on how they operate and what kind of grade they get. A lot of times, you know, like I mentioned, is that consumers buy the product, they don't even think about it, and then they do the checking after, and they spend all that time after realizing they've been scammed. If they would have spent all this time and energy beforehand, they would not have been scammed or not dealt with a bad business.
Well, Steve, since 2019, sports betting has been legal here in the state of Illinois. A lot of people take part in it. But you folks at the BBB are alerting consumers of sports betting scams. What should consumers know?
Well, there's lots of safe betting sites out there, and we all heard about them as well. But unfortunately, there's some scammers and or bad businesses that crop up, make it look like they're a Fortune 500 company or a great company to do business with. And they're really just taking these bets and not delivering. Our scam tracker always lights up around the time when it's hockey, baseball, football, whatever it may be. The scammer always takes their chances of scoring big cash as well. I think, really the sports betting has exploded and there's really the scammers have found more tricks to score and take your hard-earned cash. And what I mean by that is these are, you know, sites that may not even be a betting site. They call themselves a betting site and they ask for your credit card number and all this information. And then when it's time to cash in, they're not there, they're gone, or they just don't return your calls or emails or whatever it may be. So I think, you know, if you stick with an organization, you know, a sports betting app, deal with the legitimate ones, the licensed one, the regulated ones, and just don't follow those ads that you might see popping up, because you can end up on a site that looks like an authentic site And it could be something that is not legitimate at all, and might even be in the States. It might be somewhere across the pond somewhere, just taking people's money. And we've seen an increase, especially recently, on what's called micro betting, you know, which allows a consumer to bet on a specific individual short-term play of a game. So this leads to multiple wagers on a single game, and that the more you do, the more money they take, or the more you know, charges to your credit card, and then you end up trying to cash in, and then you realize they're gone, or they weren't a legitimate business. So it's happening quite often, and I think there's a lot of lookalike online betting sites. You just got to do your homework and make sure you're dealing with a reputable one.
Steve Burness, the president and CEO of BBB Chicago, Northern Illinois, joining us this morning on Score Value. Steve, what is TikTok Shop, and why should people be acutely on guard for scams while using it?
Well, TikTok recently launched a new e-commerce feature. Like you said, it's called TikTok Shop. But again, they're not selling it. It's the people on TikTok that are selling it. So think of it as like a Facebook marketplace type environment. It's a social media app, you know, which, you know, a lot of people are involved in. But an estimated 55% of all TikTok users have bought something after seeing it on the app. So the scammers know that. So they kind of make themselves look like a legitimate organization or just a great product. And you may get it, you may not get it. So you're taking a chance, because these are individuals sometimes. There may not even be a business. And people think that they're buying, that you're going to have the protection of TikTok and you're going to have protection of Facebook and all those sites. But again, there's scammers that are in the weeds waiting to take your credit card or your information or your account number or your password or whatever it may be. And you've got to research the sellers. You just shouldn't just buy because you see a pretty ad on the side. You've got to do the homework on it. It's like somebody knocks at your door. You don't do business with somebody knocks at your door, you know, if they're coming door to door, because you still got to do your due diligence. Check them out. And a lot of times people don't realize that, you know, they think it's safe because it's on a major site. Well, the scammers are on every site somewhere. There's a scam for everything. And we're seeing the increase in those complaints on TikTok now because they recently entered this new feature, similar like to Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist, where they're just connecting you with other users and you never know who's behind it sometimes.
Yeah, Steve, a lot of us, including myself, have used online marketplaces before. And one of the things that these sites usually warn you of is protect your personal information. If somebody's asking you for phone numbers, addresses, credit card information, that is a gigantic red flag. Got to imagine that that's one of the biggest things for this case as well, right?
It is. They want to really steal your identity or steal your credit card information, these bad actors. So, you know, they're asking the questions that a regular retailer would ask. So it's kind of hard to distinguish by looking at a TikTok ad or a Facebook ad or Craigslist who that person is behind it, you know, without doing some research, you know, finding out about the comments and reviews and looking at their website, you know, and checking with the Better Business Bureau on a specific company. But, you know, I think people in their minds think because they're buying on these major sites that they do their research on these individuals or organizations. And they do to some degree, and they'll take them down. But it's sometimes it could be weeks before they catch them or before things happen. And by that time, they've already taken your personal information. A lot of times sites do, you know, have privacy policy, and they should have a privacy policy, but nobody reads them. You know, they could be selling your name. They could be selling information about yourself or stealing your identity in some way.
Steve, Medicare open enrollment is effective through December the 7th. And you guys at BBB are saying that you're getting reports of scams. What type of reports are you getting?
Exactly. Like you mentioned, effective through December 7th, anyone who's eligible can sign up for Medicare benefits, but they should be wary of calls or texts or emails about a special offer to enroll with them. There's a lot of companies saying that they're part of Medicare, they're working on behalf of Medicare, and sometimes even the phone numbers say Medicare and the caller ID, and it's not them. So you really have to be careful of any unsolicited contacts offering assistance. You know, con artists, scammers will be very active during this season of open enrollments, and it happens every year. But what we're seeing is increasing at the Better Business Bureau because people believe it's Medicare or that they have a special program that only through this company you can get. And you can do all this research yourself in going to Medicare, obviously, his website, to determine, you know, those questions you may have. But be careful for unsolicited offers, you know, text or an email, as I mentioned. And sometimes, you know, we're seeing on our scam trackers that they're saying that they're going to need to replace your Medicare card with a new plastic one. You know, that's not the case. That's just a way of getting your Social Security number from them. And once they get that Social Security number, that scammer, thief can take that information, use it to their advantage, and commit identity theft, which is still a big problem, not only here in Illinois, but all across the world, not just here in North America. I think identity theft is still the fastest growing white collar crime today. So like you mentioned, hold on to your personal information as much as possible until you do your due diligence. And, you know, one of my biggest frustrations, and I've been doing this for 36 years at the Better Business Bureau, is consumers do all the homework after about the company, only to find out, yeah, they are a scam. You know, I did the research. Well, do that research ahead of time. And if somebody wants you to do something quickly and it's unsolicited, that's what we call the tip off to the rip off on those, because the only thing you should do in 30 minutes truly is buy a pizza. Other than that, do the research, homework necessary to determine if this is a legitimate offer. And it's getting to the point, the Better Business Bureau suggests consumers not answer their phones unless it's the person they know in their contact list, and don't click on those phishing emails. Those emails are phishing for information. They want you to click on it and put your information in there, and that may not be the site you're thinking of. A lot of times it happens to consumers, and it happens to businesses as well. We recently had a firm in Chicago. I'm not going to mention her name, of course, but they're one of the receptionists clicked on a link and gave them access to their corporate computer because they put spam and malware on it, and that they locked up their computers and held their files ransom. And guess what? The law firm had to pay $1 million in ransomware to get their files back. And if you think we've heard it many times is happening. And for those who remember, about 7 years ago, 8 years ago, South Suburban of Chicago, a police station had their files locked up by ransomware, and they had to pay the price to get their police files back. So it's pretty darn scary out there. And I think consumers should not click on links. And if they think it's coming from a company, call the company directly. Go to the company's website directly. Don't follow those links. So if you get an email or a text like everybody else is getting that your delivery has not made it for the holidays, it may not be from the UPS. It may be from a scammer posing as UPS.
Steve, one of the alarming parts of reading this release about Medicare scammers is you guys mentioned that you're getting reports of scammers offering gifts in exchange for personal information, and we're talking about health insurance here. Is this something that is kind of happening rapidly? Because it's unbelievable to see it. Kind of we see scams offering free gifts in other facets. It's over into health insurance and Medicare. You're saying
the free gifts is actually going everywhere now, it seems to be, but it's going to Medicare as well, saying that, you know, everybody likes free gifts. They want to win something or a free gift card or you know, whatever it may be, enticing them to sign up. And sometimes, you know, they promise you everything, but they don't deliver. They don't have no gifts. So they, you know, you think you're getting this great gift, a gift card or a gift certificate or whatever it may be, and it's not there. How many times have you seen an email, you know, saying, fill out this survey and you'll get a gift? Well, the gift will be coming. And guess what? The gift never comes, but you just gave them all the information they needed, you know, to steal your identity or to gain information from you that you didn't think was the case.
Steve Burness, the president and CEO of Better Business Bureau, Chicago and Northern Illinois. Steve, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for alerting us and the consumers of potential scams out there, and have a great holiday season.
Thank you, too, as well. Happy holidays to your listeners.
Thank you once again to Steve Burness of the Better Business Bureau for joining me this morning. Once again, the website, bbb.org/Chicago.